This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. James Comey said in 2018, we need more ethical leadership. And I chuckled to myself and said, you are so right, you crooked former FBI director. We certainly do need more ethical leadership. And thank God we've got Donald Trump at the helm. It's so funny to watch these people spin on themselves. Welcome, everybody. Happy New Year to you. 2018 is here. It is the year for conservatives to make the most substantial gains in our history. We had an amazing 2017, but that was just getting started. We are now at a place where year two of the recovery, the renaissance of old America, the one that was making all the strides that make us the envy of the world. Well, look, we aren't the newest anymore. Dubai's putting gold on everything. They think they can shine it all up and make it look pretty, and that's going to do it. How many people fight to get to Dubai? Somebody give me a number. Do you think hundreds of thousands of people are going, man, if I could only get to Dubai, that would be the end. That would be freedom for me. There's no, who says that anywhere in the world? How pretty is it? How shiny is it? There's some gorgeous places to live. I lived in China. You guys have no idea the beauty you can find in a place that large. Stunning stuff that you don't see anywhere in the world. I have traveled throughout Africa. There's nobody clamoring to get to China or Africa, I promise. But they clamor to get here despite what the left tells you. It's horrible over there. They mistreat black people. They're terrible with women. And boy, do they hate the Mexicans. That's okay. I still want to come. It's okay for me. And it cracks me up because they sell us as such a... I mean, would you want a leftist to be the Chamber of Commerce for America? That's what we had. We had Hillary Clinton and John Kerry. They were the marketing arm for America.
John Kerry, who says that, I remember when the troops would go into Vietnam and raise entire villages, raping and killing all the children, even the pets had to watch out.
I mean, John Kerry, he comes back. You would think we are the worst people on the planet. Hey, don't misunderstand me. There's some soldiers that did some bad things over there. And I don't, you know, did everybody get punished that deserved to be punished? I don't know. Doubtful. But I'll tell you what, as much as I don't condone that type of thing, I know the inherent goodness of America, and it's sad to say, but it more than makes up for the atrocities of a few people. Because I tell you what, show me whatever atrocity you want to show me, I'll show you a country, practically every country in the world, who's committed that or worse. And certainly hasn't done what it takes to atone. Because that's what we do. See, that's the real, one of the definitions of courage, and courage is our theme for the show today. Courage is the ability to atone. He totally detoned that man. He kicked him out of office, I tell you. Detone. We atone for our bad deeds. America does, and we own up to it. We have the courage to say, I was bad. How many countries do you have the courage to say slavery was bad? And we built a country that now magnifies black. You can do whatever you want. Let me tell you, as bad as it was as a slave, now you get to become president. I don't know many countries that have that big of a transition. Has there ever been an Aboriginal who's the Prime Minister of Australia? I doubt it. Has there been any abused group that runs England? Are they going to substitute somebody out for King and Queen just for a couple of years? Let some black people have it. I don't think so. Look at all these Muslim countries. Charging, you know, taxes and raping and pillaging and all that. Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know it, there's not a country that did not explore from the Persians, the Vikings, all of them, they go conquer lands, and you know what they did? They raped the women and killed the men, killed the kids sometimes, maybe not, and stole all the goodies. But America's the only one that's got to pay. And not that we're doing that, by the way. We fought a lot of wars, and the types of atrocities that we had, and even wars like Vietnam, the conflict, the Vietnam conflict, nothing like it. We evolve all the time. The United States is one of the only countries in the world that has evolved out its evil and continues to do good. And you know what reintroduces evil? Leftists? Think about what we were before we allowed this Muslim invasion. We were much safer. Think about what we were before we started placating silly Negroes all over the planet going, oh, black people have an excuse to go out and kill and rape and murder and whatever else because they don't have any daddies or whatever. The crime rate. If you took terrorism, the black teen crime rate out of America, we would be not only a jewel, we would have money to burn. You could give out $20 bills on campfires and on top of making s'mores and burn money. That's how much you'd have left because you wouldn't have black folks having to complain, bitch and moan all the time about, oh, we ain't getting in that, our neighborhoods and all that, because the neighborhoods would be safe. The schools would be better. All the ills of black society go away when you get rid of all of the black thugs that walk the streets. Now, I'm not telling you these are all bad kids because they're not. Some of these kids just need a break. They need opportunity. And thankfully, in 2018, those little nappy-headed rascals are going to get it. They're going to get a break. They're going to get jobs. They may even get a daddy. Yeah, they may even get a plugged-in mother who gets a better job, who I don't know, figures out a way to make things better for her family. Hopefully, she finds a good guy who's got a job. Things are improving. That's where we are. But yeah, crooked James Comey says, we've got to have more ethical leadership. And his tweet caused a stir in social media. Social media. Where am I coming up with these words? And you know what's funny? Here's the cool thing. I'm catching myself doing it because normally I don't. I'd say that and people say, Kevin, what's social media? Like, what are you talking about? You said that. No, I didn't. But I have the courage of leadership to say, yes, I did today. I said that. So Comey got beat down when he made that comment. More ethical leadership. A guy who is embroiled. Let me make a prediction for Comey. To jail in 2018.
People are, Kevin, you're crazy. They never send anybody to jail. That's country's outlaw.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we're turning the corner. You don't have to believe me, but we're turning the corner. I know it. And I'm loving it. I bet you are too. When we come back, I want to talk more about the firestorm that Comey lit, what people said about it. We got a ton to talk about. Pakistan, Russian collusion, more proof that the FBI did not do what they were supposed to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. James Comey tweeted at the new year, "Here's hoping 2018 brings more ethical leadership focused on truth and lasting values." And I couldn't agree with him more. We were so happy to be done with his crooked FBI agency, something that we will explore more deeply in 2018, and he will eat a healthy dose of crow. Everybody said, "It was a swipe at the president." Oh, sure, that's one way to look at it. That was James Comey. He was taking a swipe at Donald Trump. No, he wasn't. That was James Comey reminding us who he is. I tell you, leftists will point the finger at somebody knowing that it's who they're really talking about. The man who led the most corrupt FBI in history. Social media ploy attempting to distort the narrative. Maybe in the past he could have gotten away with something like that, but he can't do it now. You want to know why? Because it's a new day, baby. It's 2018, year two of the Renaissance, year two of the recovery, year two of the America we all used to know and love. You know what year one was like, don't you? Come on now. High five. Let's slap each other. High five. Radio high five. Thank you for that one, but I'm going to give the radio people a high five. Booyah. because we know not to trust the media. We know that James Comey, despite what the left tries to go,
he's a very straight-laced dude or whatever.
No, he isn't. He's a crook. Obvious crook. He was testing the water to see what people would say if he put that out there. And social media was unkind, to say the least. One Twitterer said, well, that started with your removal. Another guy said this, Lordy, how could you type that with a straight face? See, we've documented extensively how Comey covered for the Clintons. And that one of President Trump's most brilliant first moves was the firing of James Comey. And here's what we wrote about him at the time. We said he's a deep water swamp denizen who's been highly paid to deliberately provide cover for high-level corruption by the Clintons and Obama. He's been central to trying to destroy the Trump campaign and then the Trump administration from the start. He's as dirty as they come in D.C. Comey had the highest level cover, the FBI no less, and was deep into the efforts to eliminate Donald Trump. Trump had to move hard. He had to move fast. And at exactly the right time to cut the head off the snake without getting bitten or being finished by the other swamp denizens, that's what he did. See, what you may not remember, President Trump fired Comey when Comey was away, 3,000 miles away, on a U.S. jet, on a federal jet, flying to some event. Donald Trump fired him and then went into his office and started confiscating materials. Comey landed and they said, you're going to be taking a private jet home. Your own jet. You're not flying back as part of the United States government. And Comey was shocked. He was like, what's going on here? What? Pretended he didn't really know. Another Twitter person responded to Comey's tweet, and he said this, you are a proud member of the Clinton crime family. You worked day and night to corrupt the FBI. See, when Comey put out that tweet, in Happy New Year 2018, he was looking for more ethical leadership in government. He was fishing. He was hoping that he was going to get this cacophony of, oh, you're amazing, Mr. Comey. We love you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for whatever, your service. That's what they said. Thank you for your service. Oh, there were some of those. I'm not going to lie. But I'll tell you what. For a guy who has his own little social media following, and that came out, he got blasted. At least half of the people are saying to him, you're a crook, and we know it. I tweeted back and said, nice try, Comey. You're going to prison. A lot of people are getting it, folks. They know not to trust this FBI. A guy by the name of Jacob Wall, I don't know what he does, but he's got a check mark. He is the one who said that. Yeah, so let me talk about this. See, Comey, again, going back to his days when he started covering for the Clintons, he was a minor assistant U.S. attorney in the late 90s. He gained power and money by being the DOJ official who, quote, investigated and cleared Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing in the Clintons' total corrupt pardon for huge payoffs of the criminal financier, a guy by the name of Mark Rich, as Clinton was leaving the presidency. So this is how Comey began his career as a swamp creature, as a servant of the Clintons. He said that Bill Clinton didn't do anything wrong by clearing Mark Rich and giving him a pardon, etc., etc. So what Comey did was he provided cover when the Clintons pardoned a billionaire money launderer, arms dealer, and a criminal. Then it got better for him. See, he upped his game. When the Clintons gained incredible wealth through their foundation after leaving the White House, a huge part of that scheme was giving Mark Rich a free pass when he should have been in prison. And Comey covered that up for him. And this set him up to be part of that corrupt machine that made him powerful and made him wealthy. So, fast forward. 2015, early 2016, information began to come around about the Clinton Foundation and its use by the Clintons as a multi-billion dollar slush fund for corruption and political favors. Even Chelsea's wedding was paid out of the charity. Now, Clinton, Hillary, this is beginning her, you know, overtures as I'm going to be running for president here pretty soon. And, you know, I'm gaining my power and my momentum and I got a lot of money. So it got revealed that the Clinton Foundation hadn't completed its required reports or had an audit. Supposedly, the FBI under Comey began an investigation of the Clinton funds. A, quote, professional accounting firm was brought in by the Clintons to do the review. They filed some reports, made recommendations to the Clinton Foundation board, and provided this veneer of legitimacy that the Clinton Fund operates on the up and up. And predictably, one of the partners in that firm was chosen and paid a lot of money was James Comey's brother. He got his brother at the time, I believe, owed $700,000 for a loan that James had given him to buy a house. And some of that money, we're told, came from the Clinton Fund and was used to make payments on that loan. 2 years later, nothing happened. The result of the FBI investigation said that the Clintons were okay. They got a clean bill of health. Yeah. So I predict that Comey's going to be inside some jail cells here in 2018. I think that he... Eric Holder, who tweeted something else out about the ethics of the FBI, it's unquestioned, and then threatened Donald Trump. If you fire Mueller, it'll be blah, blah, blah. And Donald Trump's like, shut up. Get back. We'll go to wherever you knuckleheads go. Because he's not even worried about them. Mueller backed himself into a corner of his own choosing. And there's only one way out for him. He's got to come clean. Anyway, we got a lot more coming up. I'm going to tell you what we won't tolerate in 2018, and I bet you won't either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Kevin Jackson here. We got proof. Proof. Definitive proof. The Russian narrative. Definitely, unquestionably fake news. We've been talking about this for the better part of, three or four days. Proof. They brought in Papadopoulos, and I love the left, because when you read all their stuff, I go over periodically just to check them out. And it's like, they've pinned their hopes on such nonsense. I find it difficult to believe, honestly. They pinned their hopes on so much nonsense. And they pinned it on this guy, Papadopoulos. And as if we needed any more proof that Donald Trump has no connection at all to the Russians, we get the proof, guess what? From Obama's government. Link to the Justice Files. This is a federal government website. And you see Papadopoulos' testimony about Donald Trump and the Russians. It's right there for your eyes to see. It was done on filed on October the 5th. They knew this. And it turns out Donald Trump turned down proposed meetings with the Russians. And it's a 14-page document. As I was looking over the document, I kept thinking, Papadopoulos may have been trying to set up Trump. I don't know his background. I don't know how he came to be. Is he a Hillary Clinton person or whatever? I don't know. I really don't. But here's what Donald Trump tweeted. This from special counsel says Russian professor tried for months to arrange. And this wasn't from Trump. I apologize. This was from Cheryl Atkinson. She says they tried for months to arrange a meeting between Donald Trump and the Russians during the 2016, an open invitation, but Trump not interested. No meeting. And there's nothing new in this story from what we already know. Now, you might go, well, Kevin, you say that, but we didn't have any proof. You're right. We didn't have any proof other than the man's word. Donald Trump saying, I didn't meet with the right. What? For what? And also, we have what Sessions went through in answering questions once or twice before Congress saying, what are you talking about? I didn't disclose I had a meeting with a Russian. Just because somebody happens to be in the same room with me doesn't mean I had a meeting with them. Did you remember how ridiculous that looked? God, it's crazy. So, what's funny, I get bored with this conversation because what am I going to tell you? Donald Trump turned over all of his emails. He turned over the emails of Junior. Anything related to the matter, here you go. But George Papadopoulos, when he got, George Papadopoulos, he's singing like a canary. Well, what could he possibly say that isn't going to be refuted? Yeah, they're saying he's snared in this probe. Okay. Yeah, unlike the left who play the games of who's going to be the scapegoat this time, Donald Trump's like, if George Papadopoulos is guilty, then let him go. No problem. I'm not giving him, pardon. I'm not bailing him out. He is what he is. Anyway, they said this. This is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said at the time. She says that the Trump campaign deserved credit for turning over all of Papadopoulos' emails that reveal false statements to the FBI about dealings with Russia. Now, what did Papadopoulos do? He spouted off in the mouth. This is why you know he's not a high-level guy. Because let me explain to you how you get higher up in an organization. You want to know? You want to know the secret? You guys want to know? Because y'all have reached the ceiling. You're at the pinnacle. My producers are at the pinnacle. You want to know why? Because they've been vetted. They can be trusted. Even though I do know one of them stole my, what's that bar I eat? It's like a Reese's bar. I know. That's okay. Don't try to get out of it. But other than that, you can't leave chocolate around, but they're trustworthy. You can say things to them. We go off air. We talk. Boy talk. Locker room chatter. They're looking at me like, what? So anyway, Papadopoulos, he's popping off at the mouth. He's Papadopoulosing off at the mouth. He's like at a bar. He's drunk. And he's having a conversation with an Austrian. Yeah, so I was arranging these meetings with Donald Trump because I'm such a bigwig, you know. You know, I do have the president's ear. He listens to me. But, you know, I don't know what the guy said. I'm riffing here. I'm going with the flow. But that's probably something like it. Anyway, the Trump administration gave 20,000 pages of documents, turned them over to the investigative team, said, here you go. And by the way, if you need anybody else, let us know, because we will cooperate with you fully, Mr. Donald Trump. Even the anti-Trump fake news Washington Post admitted, this was back in March, that then-candidate Trump rejected meetings with the Ruskies, the Russians. 3 days after Trump named his campaign foreign policy team in March of 2016, the youngest of the new advisors sent an email to 7 campaign officials with the subject line, meeting with Russian leadership, including Putin. The advisor was George Papadopoulos, who offered to set up a meeting between him and the Russian leadership to discuss U.S.-Russia ties under President Trump. He told them that Russian contacts welcomed the opportunity to meet with him. And they said the Trump campaign got concerned. It sent a ripple through the campaign about this meeting. And he says the campaign co-chair, Sam Clovis, wrote that he thought NATO allies should be consulted before any plans were made. Another Trump advisor, retired Navy Rear Admiral Charles Kubik, cited legal concerns, including a possible violation of U.S. sanctions against Russia and of the Logan Act, which prohibits U.S. citizens from unauthorized negotiations with foreign governments. But Papadopoulos, a campaign volunteer with scant foreign policy experience, persisted, and between March and September, the self-described energy consultant sent at least a half dozen requests for Trump as he turned from the primary to the actual candidate for the Republicans, or for members of his team to meet with the Russian officials. He was pretty much, if they could just get an audience with you, that's all they need. So you can almost see this is symbolic. It isn't that they're planning on accomplishing a whole lot, because Donald Trump hasn't had time to, at this point, hasn't had time to investigate what we need to do with Russia. So it made me question, what exactly was this guy? Is he like some mole in the campaign? Could be. Had no experience in foreign policy, but he's running the foreign policy of the government at this point. So it looks like it could be a setup, but Donald Trump didn't bite. Actually, the Trump campaign and White House cooperated fully with these investigations. And we discovered exactly what we knew back in March when WAPO published their article. There's no collusion with the Russians that occurred with the Trump team. But what I find most hysterical is the left believes that Papadopoulos' testimony is going to end Donald Trump's presidency. So here's some of their propaganda. They said this. If Trump can't convince the public that Papadopoulos was a nobody, they'd at least like people to believe that his repeated efforts to set up a meeting between the campaign and the Russian government were rebuffed by senior Trump officials. For example, an attorney for Sam Clovis, the campaign's national co-chair, suggested he was just being polite when he encouraged Papadopoulos to meet with Russian officials, and that was actually trying to brush him off. So they're saying it's an excuse. And they say, but an email from Papadopoulos included in the court filings made public on Monday suggests someone in the Trump camp may have actually okayed a meeting between campaign officials and the Russian government. So they said, per Bloomberg, writing to a Russian contact a week before the Republican National Convention, Papadopoulos proposed a meeting for August or September in the UK that would include, quote, my national chairman and maybe one other foreign policy advisor and members of Putin's office and the Russian Russian foreign ministry. It's been approved by our side, Papadopoulos wrote. Well, now we get the truth. In Papadopoulos' own document, he says the Trumps nor anybody in the administration ever gave me any indication they wanted to meet with the Russians. Nobody did. It's 14 pages of sworn testimony that the left have hung over the head of Donald Trump like it's an anvil waiting to fall on him, and it's a feather. And they made it sound like it's such a big deal. So here's my point. Every time they talk, they say, we've had these indictments. We've got Flynn, we've got Manafort, we've got Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos, a zero. Manafort, more closely tied to the Podestas, and we'll get to that here in a bit, than he is to the Trumps, even though he was a Trump's campaign manager for a minute. And we've got Flynn, who they got information on him through illegal wiretapping and FISA stuff that's now pointing back to Obama. They got nothing, folks. Welcome 2018, the year that the Democrats sink their ship and America is going to toast their demise with a shot of Stolichnaya vodka. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was just thinking, I love when if you ever think about the left and how they operate, and you say to yourself, yeah, what's happening? What's interrupted their flow? So let me give an example. The Podestas. I remember when all this stuff was hitting the fan, and John Podesta was on TV, and he looked like he was in the shank of the evening. He didn't, you know, hey, this stuff is really, you know, not good news, blah, blah, blah. Trump did this, that, and the other. And it was a business-as-usual interview on MSNBC or CNN. I was just flipping channels. It wasn't on Fox, I know that. And I didn't watch it. It was a clip of an interview. And he's trying to, you know, do the party line. Everything's good to go. Well, then he ended up, we found out that they did the Uranium One deal that we were never supposed to find out about. And so when I last heard of the Podestas, it was in October. I'm talking about visually saw them. It was in October of 2017, and they were knee-deep in quicksand. But I haven't heard anything since. So we've got November. All of December, we're in a new year. 2 months, Clinton stuff floating around like crazy, and I haven't heard a thing. And I was wondering why not. If the two brothers are smart, they volunteered for witness protection so they wouldn't face the wrath of the Clintons. But what's ironic about this whole thing is one of the last times the Podestas were in the news had to do with John Podesta referencing a conspiracy to tie him to the Russians. Yeah, this is what The Hill wrote back in October of 2017. Former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta said on Tuesday that he was the victim of a big lie campaign created by President Trump. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. Donald Trump said that the Russians might be colluding with Hillary, and he said it, and he said, get their emails. And we got WikiLeaks emails that did showcase that Podesta had some conversations going, but Donald Trump said it because they had said something to him like, because remember, Trump said something along the lines of, I wouldn't mind working with Putin. There it is. He wants to work with the communists, the Russians, Putin. He's an evil player. Look at this. Look at what Donald Trump said. And they blew it out of proportion. This was around the September-October time frame when the left started realizing we might not win. Go back and look at your timeline for this. Somewhere along the line, they said, just in case we don't win, we need an insurance policy. So they started tying Donald Trump to Russia just in mentioning it. He wants to get along with Putin. He and Putin are much the same. He admires Putin. And it was stories along those lines. You can go look them up. You don't need me to do that for you and read it to you. But that's what happened. Now, October of 2017, Trump's been in office now almost a year. It was on the 31st, I believe. Then John Podesta then says, they're setting me up, trying to tie me to the Russians. Let me tell you what he was doing. He was trying to run interference to say, I don't have anything to do with the Russians. You believe me, this is set up, because he knew exactly the truth. He was doing something with the Russians. And I'll get to that in just a second. Says this. This was an actual tweet. Not bad enough that I was a victim of a massive cybercrime directed by the Russian president. Keep in mind, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama said the Russians couldn't do this, whatever we said. Supposedly, Hillary's server couldn't be hacked. That's what came out of the FBI testimony by Comey, or Hillary's testimony about my system hadn't been hacked. And now we find out, oh, maybe it was. Then he says, I'm the victim of a big lie campaign by the American president, because now the cake was hitting the fan. Sweet irony, folks. It appears that President Trump wants to know now, where's Podesta? And I'm reading this from Western Journalism. They said this. As special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian collusion of the 2016 election continues on, President Trump has one big question on his mind. Whatever happened to Podesta? They closed their firm. This is a tweet. I mean, an interview Trump did. They closed their firm. They left in disgrace. The whole thing. You've never heard anything. And this is an interview with the Times. He reiterated his stance that and this is Donald Trump saying, Mueller's going to be okay. I think he'll be fair. Trump knows something about Mueller. I don't know what it is, but he knows something about him, because he's giving him his leeway. But here's what he went on to say. He expressed curiosity and frustration because his question was, Podesta has escaped scrutiny since stepping down from the firm he founded. Now, let's remember what Podesta did. Because his activities mimic those of the former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, which I was telling you guys this earlier. But he mimicked Manafort before Manafort was part of the Trump team. And in fact, Manafort is more closely tied to the Podestas, ergo the Clintons, than he is Trump in the area of the investigation that Mueller's looking into. Now, Politico points this out. Manafort had a long history of lobbying foreign entities – He led a public relations campaign for a nonprofit called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine. Similarly, the Podesta Group took part in promoting Ukraine in the United States, paid to do public relations work. So these two were hat in hand, working together, probably put a deal together. Now, I'll tell you this right now. I don't even care about that. If the government wants to do business with us, somebody's going to represent that government. If it's the Podesta Group or if it's the Trump Group, I don't really care. But what I do care about is when they try to plant a false narrative on Donald Trump and his team, when in fact it was these guys that were even more crooked than just trying to introduce Ukraine business interests into America and vice versa. These people were selling uranium to Russians, getting kickbacks of 7, 8, and 9 figures. Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation got $143 million. Podesta, they say, got $20 million. I don't know what Manafort got, but he didn't do it for his good health and good looks. So that's what bugs me. So when the Russian investigation hit the fan, suddenly the Podestas were making these unorthodox moves. And the next one came right after John, right before John Podesta said, oh, you know, they're going after me, this mean-spirited president, he's doing this. Then they, all of a sudden, Podesta decides, I'm stepping down. Here was a report from CNN. The biggest story yesterday, the one that has the Dems in a dither, is Podesta running from his firm, tweeted the President of the United States. What we know about crooked Dems is earth-shattering. He and his brother could drain the swamp, which would be yet another campaign promise fulfilled. Fake news weak. That's what the President tweeted. And so CNN asked this question. What exactly is President Donald Trump talking about? Podesta? Wait, isn't this the guy who ran Hillary Clinton's campaign? Is this controversy as big a deal as Trump says it is? Start here. Tony Podesta, the guy with the lobbying firm, is the brother of John Podesta, who was chairman of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, chief of staff to then-president Bill Clinton, and a major player in the Democrat political and policy circles for decades. As John rose through the ranks of the Democrat politics, Tony was following a similar ascent in the world of political influence, emerging as one of the most powerful Democrat lobbyists and biggest party donors in Washington. And not a peep from either Podesta since. That was November. We're talking October, early November. And nothing. There's been all of November, all of December. We're into the new year. Mueller hasn't said anything. Where are we here? Because I'd like to know. In the most recent piece that I could find, which was in November of 2017, the New York Times wrote this. And now, in a twist with Shakespearean undertones, the two influential Washington brothers have found themselves on opposite sides of the scandals over Russian interference in the 2016 election. John Podesta, more than anyone except Hillary Clinton, was a victim of the Russian cyber assault on allies of her presidential campaign, of which he was a chairman. Emails stolen from his personal Gmail were dribbled out by WikiLeaks last fall, revealing the embarrassing rifts roiling the campaign and Washington's Democratic establishment. And then he's pushed hard for an aggressive investigation of Russia's role in the election. And they go on to talk about his brother. But what I'm telling you is this. Even the New York Times understands something is amiss here. They can't figure it out. Mr. Mueller, they say, subpoenaed the firm and its employees for documents and testimonies related to their work and interviewed roughly half a dozen people about Tony's involvement. So one thing's certain, folks. It's going to be Center News 2018, and both these brothers are going to end up in prison.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.